Okay. Well, what were the type beans you'd shell and just eat? You know, big long beans.
Well, you got pea, and you got long guys. My grandma used to call them long guys. Now, you cook them like you do a red bean. You can pick them while they're young and tender and eat shell and all.
Mm-hmm.
Then you let them stay and then shell them, then it becomes a pea individual.
What are those long eyes?
Long eyes, that's the name of the pea.
Black eyes? Were they like black eyes?
By a sort of red, brown.
Okay.
Black,
did you ever call them conch or anything like that? They were real small peas, kind of?
That's right.
Yeah, long eyed peas, you call that?
Grandma used to call them long eyes. I don't know.
Okay. Now, what would you call the green stuff you put in salad?
You got celery, you got parsley, you got sweet pepper.
Sweet pepper? That was green, right?
That was green.
And you'd also use this kind of leafy stuff.
Parsley, that's the season.
No.
And celery, you buy that in stock now, you can cut it up fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then potato salad, but you can put parsley in there, you can put sweet pepper.
Yeah, but what was the green leafy stuff you used to put in a salad?
This leafy stuff, it grows, parsley, that's the seed.
Mm-hmm.
It grows all little leaves. You chop it up, wash it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then chop it up and put it into
your... I know. You put parsley in there. But you also put this, it come in a big head. It's also this other stuff.
Oh, lettuce?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we never use lettuce much. We make a lettuce salad.
Mm-hmm.
But lettuce is too big to get in your dish.
Mm-hmm.
And your plate wants it. But all your potato salad is cut up fine and everything goes in it. So then you take your boiled ham, put it on one side, and your potato salad, you set that on one side, and that eats good together.
Okay. Talking about corn, what types of corn did you have?
Well, we only had two types, white and yellow.
Yeah. And the outside of the ear of corn was called?
Yeah, it shucked. The dye of corn is on the cob, stuck on you on the cob. The cob is inside. If you take the corn off, that's the cob.
Uh-huh.
So that's already, and then you got the shucks that goes around the corn. That's got to be put off, thrown away.
Yeah. And what was the top of the corn stalk?
I never know if you call that a tousle or not. I know the tousle comes on the end of the ear of corn.
Okay.
And you have a top of the stalk of the corn. It has a tousle up on top of it, not the type of tousle that goes around the corn on the ear.
Yeah. Yeah, what was the kind of the stringy stuff that you'd have to take off when you were serving corn?
When you eat cleaning corn?
Yeah.
What's it called?